The fourth quarter of 2014, of course, is in full swing now. And last year's fourth quarter saw agencies hand out $155 billion in new contract obligations, according to Guy Timberlake. He's chief visionary and chief executive officer of the American Small Business Coalition. He says you can still find plenty of ways to take advantage of the spending at the end of this fiscal year as long as you take a simple approach. And Guy, we've talked about this before. By simple, you mean the simplified acquisition procedures, right, my friend?
Absolutely. With all the other spending that's going to go on, you know, this is one of the ones that'll provide, I think, the most opportunity for a lot of companies, especially small businesses and those that are fairly new to government contracting.
And you've told me before, this is not only simplified, which it should be because that's in the name, it's also one that some folks don't pay a lot of attention to. Why is that, Guy?
Well, I think it is misunderstood, quite honestly, and it loses in the PR battle to micro purchases, which are really the simplest way for the government to make a buy, but also a very small way. It buys generally up to $3,000. But micro purchases, for whatever reason, are more commonly known, maybe because of their association with the GSA Smart Pay card. And simplified acquisitions, don't get me wrong, people are winning that business. It's not that they're just sitting there idly, but folks don't pay attention to them, and they don't really know about them. And it's important for small business because inherently there's a preference for small business concerns.
You're writing about this on your blog at theasbc.org, and we have a link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. If Uncle Sam makes it rain during Q4 is the title of this post. And anytime we can work the phrase make it rain into the show, I think that's really great.
Absolutely. Well, and I know a lot of people are hoping for that. I mean, it's been a soft year, you know, on the whole. I mean, spending has been down. And a lot of folks are expectant that there'll be a lot more activity to close the year out and really kind of help them salvage the year. And, you know, I'm right there with them.
You write in this post something that I think is really important to, well, a lot of things I think are important to remember, but one point in particular, this is a relationship business, and just because there's a potential spending spree around the corner doesn't mean the rules that apply the rest of the year are all of a sudden ignored. Why is that important to keep in mind, Guy?
Well, I think one of the big things, and we see a lot of companies that come to government contracting in general, but especially they hear about all the the revelry of the fourth quarter, the mad dash, the use it or lose it, you know, approach, and they're like, "Oh, I'm just gonna dip my ladle in there and get me some of this too." And you know, we remind them, look, you know, this is a relationship business. Those buyers, they have companies they've been working with for the entire year, you know, several years or more. And when it comes down to it, they're in a crunch, they got to get something out the door, they're going to turn to the company they know first, and they're going to have first shot at it.
You write about the simplified acquisition procedures, and this is where you really get into the weeds, and I love it. By most obligations, the top 10 codes referenced during the closeout to fiscal 13 accounted for $59 billion, and you give the list, and that list is at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, link to your blog, as I mentioned earlier, Guy. Mm-hmm. Why is it important for people to know that information? What does that mean as far as how they should strategize what they go after?
Well, again, if they've been tracking this, and a lot of folks who really get into, you know, tracking the budget request, tracking, you know, what was actually allocated, and then more or less what's left over, they can anticipate where agencies are going to try to spend some of their money, you know, when it comes down to calculating, okay, this is how much we have left over, here's what happened from the result of the obligations, other contracts, let's go make it happen. And so I think it's important to understand, you know, where the agencies are spending money as well as how they're spending it. Whether it's going under a purchase order or a BPA, it's all a matter of positioning.
You point out that the simplified acquisitions represent a great opportunity for small business concerns any time of year. It strikes me, if that's the case, then maybe a good time to think about it is July 21st, but maybe another good time to think about it is October 1st, where you start building this business and looking for it, beating the bushes for it, so that you're not scrounging for fourth quarter of 2015.
Well, there's no question. And the reason I really brought it up this time is because, you know, for the last two fiscal years, simplified acquisitions represented a little over $15 billion in FY12, a little over $17 billion in FY13. And the previous two fiscal years, it accounted for $5 billion in simplified acquisition spending in the last quarter. So at least, you know, better part of a third of the overall annual spend. So there's a pretty good chunk that's happening here. So absolutely October 1st, you know, if not sooner. But don't not pay attention to it even at the fiscal year end.
Yeah, I'm certainly not suggesting that. But it seems that if this is a good opportunity for folks that are in this boat, scrambling, I mean, quite honestly, we're Q4's here. So
exactly. You're
scrambling to get a piece of this action now, and that's a good thing. I'm not certainly suggesting that one doesn't do that. What I am suggesting is that one starts to learn more about it immediately and apply those principles starting October 1, the very first day of FY15, instead of waiting around till the end like folks have done who haven't taken advantage of this so far.
Absolutely. And again, it comes back to the relationships. Start developing the
relationships
now. So that when those dollars come out towards fiscal year end, those buyers already know you. They know they can turn to you. They know you're going to be responsive. They know you're competitive. And that's what really counts because, at the end of the year, if they get into a crunch, they want someone they know is going to be responsive so that they can get those things off their desk.
Another thing I want to point out, and you write about this in your piece, and that this is not at the expense of trying to work schedules and going after IDIQs and blanket purchase agreements and all of that jazz. This is just another tool in the toolbox, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the government leverages lots of different award types or contract vehicles to get the money out the door. I mean, last fiscal year, there were 8 different award IDV types that amounted to $461 in spending. Simplified acquisitions comes out across several of those. It can be on a DPA, an IDIQ, even a GWAC, as well as, you know, definitive contracts or purchase orders. So it's across the board. The most prevalent way they do it is on a purchase order, which doesn't require anyone to have a GSA schedule or an IDIQ. But the point is you need a balanced approach. Understand your customer based on how they buy, how they prefer to buy. And if they need a schedule for something, get a schedule. If they're going to use an IDIQ, position yourself to be on that IDIQ.
You mentioned that so far things have been a little soft this year. Does that bode well or bode poorly for the rest of the fiscal year? I guess I could look at it two different ways and think, well, maybe that means things are going to be great because agencies got to get this money out the door between now and midnight September 30th. Or, well, if it's soft, it's soft, and maybe things are going to be slow till September 30th.
Well, and that's the big question mark right now. I mean, last fiscal year, I mean, the difference between, if you look at the raw numbers of obligations between FY12 and FY13, you know, there was a roughly a $55 billion downturn in overall spending, 517 in FY12 to 461 in FY13. Right now, I mean, the big unknown is there's about a 90-day window out there of DOD spending that we can't really pinpoint because their obligations are provided 90 days in arrears. So we can't really, you know, pinpoint those right now. But the big picture is what people are saying is going to be the record fourth quarter. The numbers I've seen paired up with the spending I've seen, we're going to be lower than last fiscal year.